The soybean people have been very active at this conference. And you made comments a little bit about the production of both food and fuel. And how do you think that can work here? How does that fit in with the whole World Food Prize ideal?
Well, the extent to which we have through biotechnology and other research the capability of very much expanding world food production, agricultural production, it gives us an opportunity to have a stronger agriculture, which in turn gives us stronger capability of more food production. More agricultural production, which means that you can have multiple use of it. Multiple use of it, see. Mm-hmm. And so I think that when you have things like the World Food Prize, it gives an opportunity to educate people about biotechnology, which is very much important to solving the food problem. And if you don't have prosperity in agriculture, you're not going to have the resources to expand it, see? So by expanding it, you can, and value-added agriculture, you can provide fuel, fiber, and food.
One of the biodiesel tax incentive that was included in the bill that was passed last week, how important is that to the industry and state of Iowa and to our nation?
We would not have a biodiesel industry without it. Mm-hmm. That's how you get infant industry started of any kind. Whether it's agriculture or anything else. I mean, you got to get industry started. And the best proof of that for biodiesel is we would not have an ethanol industry today if we not had the tax incentive. So obviously when it comes to public discussions of whether or not we ought to have tax incentives or not, or tariff restrictions to some extent, you go back to do you want a alternative energy industry of any kind, whether it's wind or biomass or biodiesel or ethanol. You know, 30 years ago, people were saying we ought to have alternative energy. So do you want alternative energy? You have to have a tax incentive to have it. We have an alternative energy. So what's really inconsistent in a lot of people thinking is they'll say, well, we ought to have cellulosic so we aren't using grain. But how do they think you'd ever get a second generation of ethanol from cellulosic if you don't have the first generation of ethanol? And you wouldn't have the first generation of ethanol if you didn't have the tax incentive and the public policies to encourage an infant industry.
Are you concerned about some of the things that Senator McCain is saying about what he wants to do about ethanol tax incentives and biodiesel?
Not as long as I'm in Congress. if when he's president of the United States, we're still going to continue to develop an ethanol industry.
Mm-hmm. And your response about seeing your colleagues being honored as World Food Prize recipients?
Well, it proves that you can be a great contributor to improving our society, life after the Senate, and probably this award speaks more highly of their contribution to humanity than even all the things they did as a United States Senator.
All right. Maybe someday we'll see you receive that prize.